Okay. It's a great morning to be alive, I think.
Yeah.
I would say.
Amen.
Great morning to be up and alive. My campus kids are having fun. I'm always bugging them. I say, I need pictures, man. Where are my pictures at? Where are my pics? So, you see, one early this morning with Meg frowning her face. I said, yeah, I'm going to get that picture. So, you can get happy about it right now. Amen, guys. So it sounds like we're going to have a busy fall as usual. Very busy, which is good. A lot of young folks running around. Be leaning on you older, much more mature and wiser people to give them direction. Of course, to feed them, to say, hey, I'm hungry. Activities and stuff. But I am excited what God is doing in our small little church. I'm excited we're going to have four young people. Amazing. Very excited what God is doing. I'm excited the visitors that God has brought through here. Next weekend, there'll be a guest speaker next weekend. I have to get that name right. But there'll be our best speaker, guest speaker next weekend from New Orleans Church. So they'll be next weekend. So guys, we want to definitely show up to encourage them. Those guys are coming out to encourage us. I think it's going to be great. Hopefully we can get Frank here. We've been trying to figure it out. Hopefully Frank here by the end of the month. And then Pierre and a gang of people from Dallas are supposed to try to come. I think the first part of August. So.
Cool.
We're just trying to figure out these dates and figure out everybody's time. So pray for that. So Pierre, I'm going to try to make a trip back with some brothers and sisters from the Dallas church to come here also and hang out for a weekend. So as soon as we can kind of nail that down, I would definitely let everybody know. Me and Pierre are going to talk on Tuesday about that and see what that looks like. We've been trying to talk back and forth, but with this conference in Dallas, he's been tied up. So we're going to see what that looks like. So I guess what a way to kick off the fall, huh? Busy going out of the summer, and then our kids will be back. So, amen, awesome. Guys, we're going to be over in Mark 10. We've been at lesson. We're going to talk about, his name is Bartimaeus, or the lexicon says Bartimaeus. But we're going to talk about Jesus, the blind man, the crowd, and what's happened in that time and that day had all parallels to us. We're going to basically talk about faith. You can never get enough of talking about faith. Mm-hmm. Faith is needed so much just in our congregation, just in our world, period. I think we're all pillars in this church when I look at it. We are all pillars because we've lived life. We've experienced life. And we've been through some things. So we know, like, hey, you know, I'm pretty much irremovable right now. You know, my hope and my faith is in God. You know, and I'm going to be a pillar for this church. I'm going to be a pillar for everybody who comes through here. Helping and hoping that they will be cemented in God's word. Faith is a very powerful thing. Faith is the very thing that God has instilled in us so that we would believe in him. Faith is how we live life, how we exercise life. Faith is how we go forward in life. Hopefully we don't. We've been there before, but we do not live life by sight. We live life by faith. With the hope that something is going to happen and everything, that something is going to be, it's going to get better. That's what we live life by. I remember being younger, my mom and my dad would tell me, they would be like, you know, hey, you know, your eyes are bigger than your stomach, you know, because you live everything by sight. Or you look in the store and you want something, you want to get it, you get it home and you realize you really didn't want it. It is, you're living by sight. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I think this is God's way of just like stop living by sight. Early training, stop living by sight, but by faith, you know, and a little wisdom in that too. And so that's what we're challenged to do. And why we're challenged to live by faith, because we will have time of testing in our life. We will have hard times. We will have difficult times in our life. We will have trials in our life. We will have unexpected things come up that we were not expecting to happen in our life, and it will just test our faith. Mm-hmm. And you're like, how am I going to deal with this? Mm-hmm. You know, but God trains us along the way to be this faithful student to grow in faith. Faith has become the cement and this anchor that you're embedded in. Because when those unexpected things do happen, you're good. It's not that you're not going to feel no pain. It's not that you're not going to be hurt. It's not that you're going to be a little like, oh, there's a lot going on here. But you know that I am faithful and I will get through this. I think about this talking up in Mark chapter 10, verse 46, it talks about Bartimaeus, or Bartimaeus, who was blind. He's sitting on the side of the road. He's been doing this for most of his life. He's blind and he's begging. In that time, he's begging for help, begging for somebody to do something for him. I don't know if they had a blind center or a blind thing in that day, but all we know is that he was always begging for something, give me something. And so here he is on the side of the road, picking up in verse 46, it says, "Then they came to Jericho," this is Jesus and walking, "as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man named Bartimaeus," which means son of Timaeus, "was sitting by the roadside begging." It says, "When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.' Many rebuked him," not one, not two, not three. It says, "Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.'" I want to stop right there. It's amazing. So he's on the side of the road begging. He hears about Jesus. My ears are still working. He hears that, wait a minute, Jesus is coming by? This is my opportunity. Because not only that he's heard that Jesus is coming by, but he's heard of all the great things that Jesus has been doing that has preceded Jesus to him. He's like, I heard Jesus heal this person, Jesus heal this person. So he's heard of the good news. And of course he's going to do what? I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity. Jesus is here. Don't know if Jesus is going to walk through this way again. I'm going to call out to Jesus. You know, when I think about him calling out to Jesus, I think about, you know, ask yourself, how do you see your faith? Because at that moment, he saw his faith that, oh, this is Jesus. I am faithful that Jesus can heal me. How do you see your faith? You know, his faith, like, man, I'm going to express my faith and watch it do great things and pull Jesus in my direction. You know, how is your faith expressed? I think about it. I was over with the other grandparents. Friday over there, and we were dropping off the grandbaby. No, I might have to pick up the grandbaby. I was doing one of the two, but I was over at the other grandparents' house. And I was talking to the husband. I said, man, so what's going on? You know, we were talking many months ago about, you know, you get a little older, your body transition, people get sick. And so, you know, I got sick, dealing with sickness. Then my lovely wife, she had a stroke. She's recovering great. And then his wife, she has nerve problems. Mm-hmm. So she can barely walk. You know, and I thought about Nora, like, but hers is a little different, Nora. They want to go through her throat to slip some in there. And of course, she's like, ain't nobody cutting in through my throat. I'm like, I say, what are you doing? I'm going through the shots. I'm doing that. I say, you know, it's coming to this right here. I'm praying. He's like, I'm fasting. I'm like, amen. And God still do miracles. I'm just letting you know from what I know, God has given her the resources. It's coming to that, you know. And so I'm thinking like, man, goodness. And I was joking with him. He said, man, spooky. I'm the only one left. The rest of y'all sick people, you know. So we're I was like, he said, it's spooky. I got to stay away from y'all. So we were laughing. But I think about, you know, in that same instant, we say, man, I'm praying and I'm fasting. We're drinking that. Then his daughter came around. She said, Mama said, come on, we need to go. He got, got to go to the physical therapy. But it's how his whole demeanor changed in that moment. Mm-hmm. It's one thing when you talk about, I'm faithful and I love the Lord, but then we got to go to this physical therapy. It's like, it was just a thing that made him feel down a little bit, you know. And I think about, how do we express our faith? Is our faith consistently where it needs to be to get God's attention? Or if somebody says, remind you of the illness, you know, your faith just drops down a couple of decimals. You know, how is your faith? How do you express your faith in any given moment, any given situation? Your faith needs to be consistent. This is where Bartimaeus' faith was. His was consistent. He's like, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. He knew this was his opportunity. Our faith is always going to go through trials, time of testings. Our faith is going to go through good seasons, and we do have good seasons. Mm-hmm. And our faith is going to go through bad seasons. We care less to have any more bad seasons. I don't want no more bad seasons. You can keep it. But our faith are going to go through this seasons. Do you remember when you were baptized? What a great day. What a great moment. Man, your faith was like this. My faith was like, wow, I can take on what you want. I go take it on. Mm-hmm. I got it. It's like, you know, it's a new beginning. What are we doing? You know, you just all fired up, pumped. Yeah, let's get it, you know. Well, some years later, time later, a few days later. Ooh, Lord. I'm struggling, man. You know, family's something else. You know, you know, his family, the job, these people, something happened in the world. Goodness. I just have peace. This time, this thing to like take a toll and want to wear you down. But God says, I still need your faith to be consistently where it needs to be. It needs to be up. Your faith needs to always be up and high. Yeah, the body's going to go through some wear and tear. Yeah, through your life, you're going to see a lot of things. But through all this, your faith needs to be consistent and it needs to be up. Never down. God can't do nothing when nobody's faith is always down. But when somebody's faith is always up, and like, all right, it's there. I can make some things happen. Your faith needs to be up. Currently today, ask yourself, today, this very moment, how is your faith? Today, this very moment, how is your faith?
Come on.
You know, there's a lot going on in your life today, personally today. Who knows? But how's your faith? You got to ask yourself, does your faith move you to believe in the impossible? Bartimaeus was believing in the impossible, that Jesus could heal him, because he heard of the good news of the things that Jesus has been doing in the other towns, other cities, other communities, and the areas around him. His faith was moving him to believe in the impossible, and that impossible was Jesus. Does it move you to fight for Jesus' favor in your life? Does it move you to fight favor in life? You know, in verse 48, it says, many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Wow, I want to talk about fighting through. Sometimes you've got to fight through. A lot of times you really have to fight through. There are people you get advice from, and we need advice. There are people you talk to, you need to talk to some people. There's some people you don't need to talk to. But you've got to fight through all the confusion. Because some people that you talk to, the advice they give you is confusing. You're confused. And you wonder how in the world you're giving advice. And then there's some people you've got to just really move through, because they're just negative. Their whole advice and conversation ain't nothing but negativity. It's the worst of everything. The worst of everything. Everything is the worst. The worst. And then be like, well, I don't know, but I'm just telling you. Their viewpoint is the worst. You got to fight through that. Some people you got to fight through, they're just doubtful. They're just doubtful. All the time doubtful. We ain't going to never come up. We ain't going to never get over the mountaintop. We always going to be down here on this side suffering. You just got to fight through. And there are some people who are like, man, you can do this. And you're like, I need to hang around you more, because you are positive. You don't see what's down the road, but you are so positive and faithful. I need to be through. I need to be around you more. Mm-hmm. We've got to fight through the negativity. We've got to fight through the confusion. We've got to fight through those who are doubtful. We've got to fight through, like Bartimaeus. They told him, be quiet. You see, it was Jesus. What are you doing yelling out? He did not care what they had to say, because he knew where he was at. He knew what life had always been like. I've been struggling. Wait a minute. This is an opportunity to be free. Mm-hmm. I've been exercising my faith, and I'm going through your blockade. You're trying to block me, but you will not block my faith, my path to Jesus, because I don't know if Jesus is coming back this way again. Mm-hmm. And he fought. Are you fighting through?
Come on.
Are you fighting through? Or are you like, ah, I ain't going to deal with it. I'll deal with it later. I don't want to. I'm tired of it. You know, a lot of things you can push to the side. Some things you just can't, because it's going to come back to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nah, I want to deal with it. It ain't going nowhere. It's about like I told the other grandparents. She said, well, I'm getting a steroid shot. And I was sitting there, her husband sitting on the couch and said, well, you know how this works, don't you? You get this shot, you know it's still there. All they do is just masking it.
Yeah.
And as you feel good and like, oh, I can do what I want to do, all you do is make it worse, and it's going to come right back up. Yeah. And then what happens is, as you get more shots, the window of that pain, or the window of you feeling good, gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. You cannot avoid the inevitable. There's some things you just have to deal with. You have to deal with it. We want to avoid a lot of things. But you know what? You got to fight through things. And the only way you can fight through them is with faith. You have to say, I have enough faith. The faith that God has given me, that I will be like Bartimaeus, and I will fight through those who are negative, those who are doubtful, those who don't believe. I will fight through every obstacle that comes in my direction to get connected with Christ, to be connected with God, because in them, there my hope is, and this is where my faith is rewarded. Verse 49, Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called to the blind man, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. You know, people, we're something to deal with. all right, you guys attend, cheer up, get on your feet, come on, get on your feet. We're something to deal with. He says, verse 50 says, throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. And of course, it says, what do you want me to do for you? That's what Jesus says. So what do you want me to do for you? You know? The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, Jesus said. Your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. I love faith. Faith is an amazing thing. Yep. It's a great, it's an awesome thing. Jesus has the power because God gave him the power. Matthew 28 says that God said to Jesus, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Christ. So Jesus has the power. He just needs your faith to complement that power he has.
That's right.
Jesus said, well, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want? I just want to see. Okay, you're healed. He says, your faith has healed you. Your faith has made this possible. Your faith has accomplished this. Because you believe that I, Christ, Jesus, could do something that nobody else could do. Do you believe that Jesus could do things in your life that nobody else can do? Mm-hmm. You know, we lean heavily on man a lot. Men like to boast about a lot of things that they do. I watch a lot of documentaries. And I see a lot of aspects of things. So I think, for all the great things that God allows us to do, we are so limited. Mm-hmm. We are so, so limited. And God wants us to realize that. Jesus wants us to realize that. You know what? The power is really with me. It's not with no other man. I mean, men, yeah, I've allowed them to go and create things and be put in positions where they have resources to meet needs, but to really see a true miracle, he said, the power lies with me. I just need your faith to connect with my power and watch what happens.
Yep.
But we have to want to believe that. We have to keep our faith up high. And we have to believe that our faith plus Jesus' power will give us success. It will make the impossible happen in our lives. Yep. But do you believe that? Mm-hmm. Do you believe that your faith plus Jesus' power will allow you to taste victory? Will allow you to be like Bartimaeus. Will allow you to see things that you've never seen before. When you deal with an illness, a lot of times all you can do is see that illness. But when you apply your faith to Jesus' power, man, you can see beyond that illness. Mm-hmm. When you have struggles in your life with family, job, just driving down 55, who knows? Mm-hmm. And you want to see beyond all this chaos, all it takes for you is to add your faith to God's power, mm-hmm. and you will see beyond what you're seeing right now. Mm-hmm. Our faith should never be put in man because it's man we're limited. Yeah, we're faithful that man can do some great things, but God can do even greater things. Our faith plus God's power will give us the ability to see things from a spiritual viewpoint. Not a flesh before. It would give us the ability to see dreams come true and visions realized. That's what our faith plus God's power allows us to do. Man, it would allow us to achieve things in our life that we thought we could not achieve. That's what our faith plus God's power would do. But are you willing to add your faith to God's power? That's the question for you. There's something you want. There's something you want to do. Bartimaeus, it was not the first guy who wanted Jesus to do something for him.
Right.
And he's not the last man or woman on earth or has ever lived that wanted Jesus to do something for him. Mm-hmm. Let's get in line. Take a number. But I'm going to tell you, the people who are getting things done are moving to the head of the line. Mm-hmm. It's those who are exercising their faith, who is using their faith to move through every blockade. I don't care if it's a human blockade, the devil trying to block, demons trying to block. They're using their faith to move through every negativity, every doubt, every person just throwing flaming arrows, everything that's coming against them. They're being like Bartimaeus. I am going to call on the Son of David because I desire his mercy in my life. And Jesus is there waiting, seeing if you're going to fight through. Fight through to add your faith to his power. And when you do that, victory, victory, victory. Mm-hmm. You will see things that you had not seen before. You will see things that you have not seen before. I love these great little short passages in the Bible. They have so much volume. They're so rich in things that they teach us. And this one teaches us is to fight. Teaches us about faith and to fight through and to know that Jesus is just waiting on you. You and I. That's what Jesus is waiting. I'm waiting on you. If you just come on and push through and fight through, I'm willing to answer your prayers. I'm willing to answer your request. But I cannot answer your request if you do not fight through with faith. Mm-hmm. Let's continue to be the people we need to be. Let's be faithful men and women of God. Let's not let people detour us. Let's not let people throw us off. Let's not let people confuse us. Let's not let people create doubt in our hearts. Mm-hmm. But instead, let our faith be built on the everlasting foundation of God's word, which fuels our faith, which builds our faith up, so that we can have the power, the ability, the strength, the hope, the perseverance to push through, to fight through, to add our faith to Jesus' power so that we can see things that we have not seen before. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you guys so much.